Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the art of dream building in the real world will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Imagine the colors of the rainbow, the colors that are perfect for you. Imagine actually touching the rainbow with your hand, wet with paint. Think now about how to find that right tool, that right plan, that right way, the pathway that will take you from where you're standing right now to where you want to go. This hit radio show will bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired. Open your mind. Bring excitement back into your life and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Becker.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jennifer B., and you're listening to Inspired Action Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. We have an exciting hour for you. Today, we're going to be talking to the hero in all of us. Courage is the key. We're going to be talking about taking inspired action steps to, again, make your dreams, your visions, an actual reality. Each Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern, here is really where we explore those life's most meaningful questions that lead us all to taking inspired action in our life. The goal is to harness that momentum and become a master creator for our future self. Progress, progress, progress. Again, so happy to be here with you all today, and thank you for tuning in. And for those of you who are just joining us for the first time, welcome, welcome. And, you know, I hope you're all paying attention to, tending to your mind, body, and spirits equally well this week. That is so very important. And as I mentioned, progress. Today, we are going to talk about something that has a profound effect on our daily life, fear. But the point is to not be focusing on the problem. We're putting our valuable attention on focusing on the solutions. Our topic today is how to summon the courage for anything. I'm sure every one of us has experienced fear in our lives, sometime or another. The question is, how much is it impeding your ability to pursue your passions, pursue your goals and dreams, or even your day-to-day activities? The real dilemma is that half the time, fear is getting in the way, but our conscious minds aren't registering it. We often just stop moving in the direction we're heading and change paths. I mean, we have an intuitive sense of why we just change directions, but our conscious minds just say, you know, this makes more sense. It's actually safer over here. So we end up delaying or worse, in fact, stopping the pursuit of really the stuff that dreams are made of, the life we're here for. In fact, trying to experience our true unlimited potential for greatness, creating the life you really want. Many people talk so often about exploring your relationship with fear. Where is it coming from? What triggers it? Why is it so potent? And, you know, while that is important, certainly to become aware of yourself and what drives you, we're going to talk about your relationship with courage. Again, focusing on the solution and not the problem. The bottom line is, you are a human being. Fear is simply a part of life. It's not going anywhere. However, I am a firm believer in that if you strengthen your relationship with courage, the byproduct of this is a minimizing and often, shall we say, neutralizing effect on the energy of fear. It essentially releases its habitual grip on you. So this is really what we're going to talk about this era. So very important. And I want to bring Michael Becker out here. He is certainly with us again. And he is a phenomenal fellow life coach and has certainly in his life faced interesting times and certainly where courage for him was definitely a choice he had to make. Hi, Michael. How are you doing today?
Hey, Jennifer. Glad to be on the show today. And I think, as usual, you picked another really important topic and one that I think gets the better of us at times where we don't get beyond our fear and we don't act in a courageous kind of way. But you're going to get at that today, and I think that's really going to be interesting for people to listen to.
Oh, thanks. Yes, I really think it is a great topic. And again, you know me, talking about things out loud is really where change begins. And one thing I want to mention, though, real quick, I was watching a new show. It is a reality show out there. And, you know, I have to say there are certainly most reality shows I have a hard time with, but and I wasn't sure about this particular show, so I gave it a chance. And I have to say I watched it through the whole season. It's the new show out there called The Hero. I don't know if any of you out there have watched that show. I'm sure many, many people have probably seen it. And again, it's brand new. It just had its first season and it's wrapped up. The actor who is hosting the show, he's known as The Rock. But I think his real name is Dwayne Johnson, if I'm not mistaken. And in the show, it was interesting, a group of individuals came together and they had to do extraordinary tasks and had to go through various types of choices to ultimately in the end of the show where America was essentially choosing who the real hero was. And I noticed watching all of these individuals, there are certainly behaviors throughout the show that was, I have to say for me, not attractive. I'm sure for them when they watched it later, not attractive behavior. But there was a woman on there, a mother, who in the beginning of the show clearly was showing that she had so many fears. Wow. And it was interesting. Of course, they picked a certain group of people, and of course, they were having certain personalities. And just to put an exclamation point on her fears, essentially, she cried almost every opportunity. Even when a decision was needing to be made by the group, you could count on her to probably start crying. And it was actually quite interesting, though, watching her progress throughout the show. And then she ended up actually winning the show. She earned the title The Hero, which is amazing. And now, as with many reality shows, again, some of the behaviors weren't very good. But for overall, it was very interesting. And she certainly illustrated a strong point, which is everyone has a hero inside of them. Everyone has courage. Wouldn't you say, Michael? I know
Absolutely.
You watched the show.
I was absolutely amazed because, you know, sometimes, and we all do this in life, we all make quick judgments about situations or even people. We shouldn't, but we do. Mm-hmm. And when I first saw this woman, I thought, what's she even doing on the show? Because she was so fearful. You know, she right. was so fearful. Every situation would either bring her to tears or her, you know, extreme fears would come up. And I kept thinking, wow, you know, what's this going to be like for her? What experience is she going to have here? But to see how it progressed in the show, and you could see these moments coming up where she had to face her fear and still move forward, and at the critical moments, she was able to do it.
Right. Especially the last task she ended up accomplishing. It was really amazing because so many, they essentially wrote her off in the end. They had a task to do and only so many of them could do it. And one person had to stand out. And of course, everybody looked to her to stand out. And she realized that's what they were doing. Ultimately, though, they ended up standing out. She did the task and it was a huge task. You all need to kind of take a look at that show and accomplish something that she couldn't have accomplished in the beginning of the show. So that was just really so interesting to watch from that perspective.
It really was. And, you know, I watched some of those things and I'm willing to take some risks, you know, when I can see that it's something that, you know, it's still in the world of reality. It's not in a crazy kind of way. And she had to do something which was, because, you know, the show is over now, I'm not sure that many people will see it, but she had to go into a bus filled with tear gas, and she had to stay in the bus without a mask for, I don't know what it was, I think it was a couple of minutes or something, a minute and a half or something like that, with tear gas. And that's enough to, you know, scare most people.
Yes.
And
yes,
And she did it. And she even did it in the context that she had a choice. She could either go in and experience it, or she could pick someone else, and they had to go experience it. And so she decided, no, she really couldn't, you know, didn't want someone else to have to experience that, so she'd do it herself. So talk about face your fear and do it. It was tremendous. But the last thing she had to do, the final thing, you got to picture this. You're about, you know, 1,000 feet in the air, and you've got a wire, a big steel cable between two buildings, and, you know, she's got a safety harness on now, but you had to walk. She had to walk between the two buildings at that height. The wind was blowing, and she was up there, and she had to do it. And I looked at that, and I went, wow. I mean, that is that takes a lot of courage to
right.
do something like that. So I
right.
guess the reason we're sharing this is because that's kind of the basis for the show today.
Right, right. And intuitively, I mentioned this to you, is that based on how that went with the group that essentially counted her out shortly before then, and the fact that she ended up choosing to do this task of hers was really interestingly, she had a couple of fears she was dealing with. One is that she didn't want the other group to think the way they were thinking of her. So she cared about what they thought of her. And that fear was one of her fears she was conquering, because they really said, well, anybody who's going to sit out on a task obviously needs to be you, because you're the most fearful. Whereas it turned out she was the one who ultimately had to do the big task. So it was really, really interesting. Yes. And it is about the show today because, as we say, courage is the ability and willingness to confront your fear, your pain, your any kind of danger, uncertainty, even intimidation, very big. Certainly, you've got to have the ability and willingness, which is a key, to confront those types of situations. Physical fear is another aspect too, but it certainly is. We all have a level of physical courage to face those hardships that ultimately we do come across, that fight or flight aspect of ourselves. But anyway, we are going to take a quick break, because when we come back, we're really going to dive into some of the really important details of what courage is, and really how to live a courageous life. Some of the wonderful exercises and certainly points that you need to just ponder for before you can actually do those exercises that will really help you. So you are listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
We are back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. And I've got Michael Becker here with me today. We are talking about how to summon the courage for anything, how to summon the courage for you to move forward, harness that momentum, make progress, which is what it is about. Every day, make a little bit of progress. And we're talking again about really establishing a relationship with courage, with that part of you that in fact has the ability to have incredible courage inside of you. We've all pulled that out of us at some point in time in our lives. And when we, again, talk about courage, it's often in some traditions, certainly, again, the ability and willingness to confront the intimidation, the fear, the danger, uncertainty, and pain. But in some traditions, fortitude also holds the same meaning as courage. And, you know, the notable thoughts on courage have come from the philosophers, Aristotle, and many others in the Eastern tradition. And it's so very, very important. In fact, there's three different thoughts from individuals that I've always loved. And one of my most favorite comes from Ernest Hemingway, which is, he famously defined courage as grace under pressure. I love that. Maya Angelou, she says courage is the most important of the virtues because without courage, you can't practice any other virtue consistently. You can practice any virtue erratically, but nothing consistently without courage. That's wonderful. And Winston Churchill, an insight from him was courage is rightly esteemed the first of human qualities because it is the quality that guarantees all others. And so we often talk, which is so interesting in the animal kingdom, where courage is usually depicted as the lion, of course, and often courage and fortitude is meaning having tamed the ferocious lion. So what's so interesting about all of that is that we have that fear and courage are partners. There are partners in our life. And the bottom line is that we have such a relationship with fear that comes up all the time. We focus on it. We have our attention on it. But if we were to take action and change our focus to put our focus on courage more so than fear, that's where the magic can start happening. And I know, Michael, I wanted for you to take a moment and share in your life, when is the time when you really felt like you had to muster up the courage for something?
Yeah, you know, when you told me about that, it really made me think, and I thought, I mean, there's been some times in my life when I feel like I had to muster some courage. But when I really thought about it, it took me back quite a long way. It was really around the time of my mother's death, which was when I just turned 14 years old. And she'd been ill for a couple of years with cancer. And, you know, the outcome was pretty well known of what was about to happen. And I thought I had prepared myself. You know, I thought I had prepared myself for what was going to happen and obviously given a lot of thought. And then something happened that I didn't expect. When she passed away, my father became a completely broken individual and had absolutely no ability as a parent for many, many years. And I was the oldest. I was 14. My brother was 7. And so, you know, I had a younger brother who needed support. So I looked at the situation and I could see my father needed a lot of support. So I, at that point, there was a lot of fear going on. It was like, oh my God, what's going to happen? What, you know, what do we do? What do I do? And then finally I just realized I had to take a deep breath and to, you know, essentially find the courage to let go of childhood and take on what became a very parental role for both my brother and my father. And I had a lot of the fear of the unknown at that time.
Sure.
And so it was a big stretch for me to deal with that fear and take on, you know, a role that I had no experience with. So for me, when I look back, yeah, that was, you know, that was a moment in time when I had to find the courage because it was the only way to move forward.
Right, right. And they talk about, and that's really a perfect story to exhibit the fact that sometimes in our lives, certainly we have to get through it. We have to get through it. But to find that place, that courage in you that moves you through it in such a way that you in fact do get through it. You potentially have some joy along the way. And you certainly, once you're on the other side of it, the viewpoint is completely different. And I know that for many people, that's a very, very big key, is to look back and remember at what time in your life that you summoned that courage, that you remember being courageous at some given time. And even if it was to a point in your life where you felt simply that the most despair, for whatever reason, but you were just truly feeling that deep despair. And what was it? Where did it come from that said to you that I'm going to get through this because, you know what, tomorrow's another day? And those are the moments that you really, it's important to look back on from the perspective that it's not about that what happened, it's about the courage that ultimately showed up. So your relationship with that courage. And certainly we all look back at certain times and feel like, well, we could have handled that better and things could have gone differently and I would do that differently now if that were to happen, that kind of thing. But that's life. And the most important thing is to remember the courage that came up and be very, very proud because you all have that courage. So that's what's so fascinating about that. And you're right, Michael. I mean, I admire you for, and many, many people who actually have to deal with that in their lives, with somebody very, very close to them passing and finding a way to move on with life and build another life. And so, and they talk about courage as a strength because there's really four areas of courage that is really important to understand, which is, first off, of course, bravery. Yeah, I mean, it's defined as the ability to stand up for what is right in difficult situations. So bravery is very important. Perseverance, which based on your story, Michael, that's something you're probably very familiar with, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's not, yeah. Sometimes courage isn't just a momentary thing. It's something that you have to take forward on a daily basis.
Right, in the midst of various things happening. And the other aspect, of course, is having that feeling of being alive. You know, you can call it zest, you can call it, you know, it's involved in being courageous, which is the feeling of being full of aliveness and displaying enthusiasm for any and all activities. There is a level of that that exists in courage that a lot of people don't think about, which is very interesting. Here's a very big one, though. This is something that everyone, and we're going to talk about this in the second half of the hour, which is honesty. And it's defined by positive psychologists. Honesty and authenticity is really a subset of courage, means more than simply telling the truth. It involves integrity in all areas of one's life and the ability to be true to oneself and one's role in the world across circumstances. Though perhaps one would not immediately associate honesty with courage, there are obvious situations in life where to be honest and authentic requires a great deal of strength in the midst of fear. And that is absolutely, absolutely one of the most important aspects of courage. And so here's something I also want to say about all of this. And here's the real truth is to summon the courage to move towards what you really deep down want in your life, you have to separate your beliefs from your identity. And it's really important to kind of understand that, and there's a lot to that. But really understanding that, looking at the beliefs that you have, first of all, understand what is a belief, but looking at the belief you ultimately have about something, and sometimes you have to dive a little deep and get to the core belief of a situation, but understanding that that belief is not who you are. It's an idea. It's not part of your identity, even though it feels that way. It can feel that way. But your ultimate goal is to be able to get those beliefs to the extent that any belief you hold, you have the ability to pull it out, put it in your hand, look at it from all angles, and make a choice if that serves you any longer or not, and then keep it or not. And being able to do that means that your identity is separate from that. And that's where it can get very complicated. So we're going to talk about some real amazing unique exercises and tips that really can help you now summon that courage to take an action that maybe you've been putting off or go towards something in life that possibly you've been putting off, and we need to look at that. So you're listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B, and when we're going to talk about how when we're in the midst of fear, we choose to do it anyway. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
We're back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. I have Michael Becker here with me today, and we are talking about when fear is clouding our minds and actions and choosing to not let it stop us. But before we continue, I want to make sure everyone has our contact information out there in our website, which is www.inspiredactionliving.com, and you can also reach us at inspiredactionradio.com, and our email address is care@inspiredactionliving.com. We do answer all emails. We strive to do that in a good amount of time. So feel free to email if you have any questions. And again, today, talking about courage and certainly how not to let fear stop us. Even we're going to feel the fear, it's about doing it anyway. And that's what we're talking about today. Michael, I want to make sure you have a chance because you have a great definition of fear. Why don't you share that?
Yeah, I was just scratching out a few notes before the show, and it struck me that in order to really talk about courage, you really need to look at, you know, what really is the inspiration for courage. Obviously, it's typically fear. And so let's look at it for a minute. You know, that fear is really a normal human reaction, that we are actually hardwired to experience fear as a way of warning ourselves about potentially dangerous situations. So on a certain level, you know, fear is a good thing. It's actually can be a real lifesaver. But we often allow fear to dominate our thinking so that it prevents us from doing positive things in our lives and moving in the direction we want to go. Sometimes, to overcome fear, we try to think our way out of it using logic and positive self-talk to get past it. And sometimes that works. However, at other times, no matter how much logic and positive self-talk we use, we can't break through the fear. It's at those times that the only way to keep moving forward is to find courage. And that really, I think, puts it in perspective, because you can wallow in fear all the time, whether they're big fears, small fears. Fear is there all the time, so we have to have mechanisms to get past it. And the truth is, this sounds a little strange, but courage is actually, once you get the hang of it, courage is actually the easiest way to get past our fears.
Isn't that true? And that's where I talk about the fact that putting our attention on having a relationship with courage actually builds the relationship with courage. So when you're in those circumstances in your life where you are either called upon to do something that might be uncomfortable, intimidating, or simply just hard, or there's something you know you must do to get where you want to go, but it's something, again, that you have anxiety about, you're uncomfortable, intimidation, again, a big factor. But being able to ask yourself in those circumstances, where is my courage? Will it help me to bring courage along? And what is, you know, what is my courage about? That, because we talk so much and we have so much attention on fear, but again, it's all about do it anyway. But the bigger aspect of that, of course, is the idea that it's okay to be afraid. Admit that you are. Admit that you're uncomfortable in that situation, or maybe you are intimidated in that situation. But it's being honest. I admit it. I am intimidated right now. But I'm going to allow myself to feel that. It's okay. I'm allowing myself to feel that. I'm not going to beat myself up for it. But because you've done that, it makes it easier to go ahead and do whatever that task is anyway. That's one of the bigger keys. And also, life's physical dangers notwithstanding, most of us are faced with, again, mustering up, summoning the courage to take action towards, again, what we want, what we need, what we deserve, what we dream about, aspire to. And the most common internal intuitive obstacles we're dealing with is one of the bigger ones, which is we care too much about what other people think of us. What they think about us. Here we usually have spent some time building an identity or perception of us that we want others to see. This is a very, very big one. And it really, I think if you're an adult, you're out there trying to make things happen in your life and trying to achieve certain things, it's very big because we have built an identity that we have that is the perception we want others to see. But that is where it can get dicey, and that is where sometimes if we're charged with there's something that we need to do to get someplace we want to go, we often take forever to get that one thing done just because it might disrupt the identity. It might disrupt the perception people have. How am I going to deal with that? And the way you deal with that is by putting your attention on that very problem. That you feel like, okay, wait a minute, is this really about the perception people might have of me? And how really is this going to change that? Wouldn't you say, Michael?
Absolutely. I mean, you just hit it. Fear is normal. Fear is natural. But to get past it and get past it quickly, the key is, and you're saying it right here, is you've got to identify what the fear is. Instead of some vague idea, oh, I'm afraid right now, I'm intimidated right now, I'm really uncomfortable right now, look at, you know, why is that? What are you afraid of? Why are you feeling intimidated? Why are you feeling comfortable? And label it. Give it a label as to exactly what that is, because that's the first step in getting past it.
Right. I mean, we need to clearly visualize what we think is going to happen if we stop caring about that identity. We've worked so hard to build it, but what would happen? And what story have you told yourself? What would happen? And first, you might find it's more ultimately part of your authentic self than you realized. Therefore, nothing happens to this identity or perception others have of you. It simply remains completely intact. So that fear was just completely unfounded. Those are interesting possibilities. And in your mind, secondly, what is going on in the story that is the worst thing that can happen? By becoming more honest with yourself. Those are really important because the courage inside of you wants to be honest. That's something that is very important to say to ourselves. The courage inside of us wants to be honest. So the other big deal for many people as to what stops them, what keeps them from summoning the courage, that building that relationship inside of themselves, what stops them is we don't really think we're capable of achieving it, ultimately what we're trying to go for. And here's where we find it safer to not even try, because somehow, somewhere along our life path, we've believed someone when they said we weren't good enough. This is really important where the courage can come into play, building that relationship with courage, because suddenly, again, the courage inside of you wants to be honest, and you're going to be honest with why it is that you feel that way. And first, transforming our attention to the courage inside of you and that it, again, wants to try anyway. And secondly, too many of us have spent too much time doing what we don't want to do and what we have very little passion for, if any. And therefore, until you do what you really want to do and what you really have passion for, you haven't been in a position to see what you're truly capable of. That's something that's very, very important to recognize, is that your capability is tied to your unlimited potential. You can do a lot more than you possibly have potentially done in your life if you're doing things that you really don't have much passion for. You're not demonstrating that. And so it's very important to keep that in mind. And third, we have these thoughts of, it's going to hurt me if I fail. I need to avoid pain. I can't handle pain. And what is all this? It's stories we tell ourselves, and it's lies, lies, lies. You've handled pain in the past. You will again. Pain will not kill you. So that's part of, again, you know, we don't really think we're capable of achieving it. Those are the stories. And that's what's really important, is to understand that those are just the stories. We're going to actually give some tools in a little bit here, in a couple of minutes here, about how to conquer those stories. The other last piece here I want to make sure to share with you all is, for some, you know, maybe it's that you're an introvert who's very uncomfortable in situations where you must express yourself openly, conspicuously, and maybe dramatically. Really important. Many, many introverts deal with this, which is the fact that, you know, they work so hard to not be conspicuous. They work so hard to not have so much out there, because when attention is on them, it immediately makes them uncomfortable. And that's the nature of an introvert. This is going to be on whatever level of introvert you are. You experience this on different levels. It's really important to recognize who you are, because those are the moments that you can say, I am an introvert, but you know what? I have a great relationship with courage, and I'm going to do this anyway. That's what's extremely important, wouldn't you say, Michael?
Absolutely. And I got to tell you, being an introvert myself, that is absolutely the way it feels a lot of time. But, you know, you just, after some practice, you learn how to overcome that and just step beyond that.
Right, right. Because, you know, again, courage is doing something when fear is a factor, of course. And building a relationship with courage is your choice. It's a choice. The way to do this is by taking steps to do something, whether it's in the form of words or physical actions, but do something that you are afraid of, with the sole purpose of building your relationship with courage, with your courage self. You're doing it for courage. The more you do it, the easier it gets. And what's often hard for us to get is, life can, you know, life's mysterious and sometimes works best counterintuitively. By putting your attention on courage, that place inside of you that feels strong, confident, tall, you will automatically diminish and transform and really essentially set free the fear that exists inside of you. So let's take a quick break, and we're going to give some great exercises when we come back, and it's really going to help that you can use immediately. So you are listening to Jennifer B. with Inspired Action Radio, and we're going to, again, add some tips on what you can do right now to become the hero of your life. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Today we are talking about how to be a hero and summon the courage for anything in your life. And we were talking, I want to make sure to give you a couple of great exercises that are very important to do, and you can do them right away, that really helps you build this relationship with the courageous self inside of you, which is what we're talking about today. And here's a couple of quotes, a couple of my favorite quotes that are so very important. This one particularly is from Maggie Kuhn, and it's very simple. Speak your mind even if your voice shakes. I love that. And that's so important. And the other one, which I actually have on a framed in a little picture on my desk, which is courage doesn't always roar. Sometimes courage is the little voice at the end of the day that says, I'll try again tomorrow. Love those. And they're so important for us to look at when we feel a little overcome by what's happening out there. And I want to make sure there's a couple of exercises that are so great. And to summon the courage for anything, you really must have an active, working, tangible relationship with, again, that place inside of you where courage exists. And here's one quick way to do it. Is essentially, it's a few questions that you need to ask yourself in the face of something that you aren't doing. If you're not, there's something you need to do, or some task, some talking to somebody, speaking your mind about something specific, whatever it is that's keeping you from taking the next step where you recognize that it's going to get you to a place that you really want to go. Here's a few questions. The first one, of course, is, recognize what you're most afraid of. Ask yourself, what are you most afraid of? So you need to be able to answer these honestly, of course, but also say it out loud. And when you hear yourself saying it out loud, you're going to recognize if that's really true. It's very hard to lie to ourselves when we say things out loud and when our attention is on, are we saying the truth? So recognize what you're most afraid of. Say it out loud. Ask yourself, have I had courage before in my life? Ask yourself, do I think courage can exist here? Can it be used here for this? Ask yourself. And then when you give that answer out loud, ask yourself why and answer that out loud. Then ask yourself, do I feel worthy enough to use courage for this? And ask yourself, after you've answered, ask yourself again, why? And then ask yourself, do I care what others will think of me if I use courage for this? Very important. It's often a trigger that we don't realize consciously. And finally, if asked of me, can I explain to another that I am attempting to find the courage to do whatever that is that you need to do? So those are a few questions that can motivate you to transform your viewpoint and open the possibilities up so that you can see there are more choices here. This is how our mind works. It's really important to be honest in this process. Now, here's another very important aspect, which is it's getting our minds to see honestly the stories we're telling ourselves as to why we're not doing or moving forward in whatever capacity we need to move forward. Here it is. Make up a story. Use your imagination and create a very quick, short story and say it out loud. Completely imaginary. Make it up. So say some, use your imagination, your creativity, whatever you want it to be. Does not matter. Make up a story. Say it out loud. Now, realize that the story you just said is completely untrue and made up. Just sit with that for a moment. Your mind's aware of that. Your conscious mind is aware you've just made up all those aspects of that little story you just shared. Now, say out loud a story about yourself that you share, that you say to yourself, that you think is true. It could be anything, something you want, something you do, something you feel. But say whatever the story is about. It's very helpful also to maybe do it about that task that you're not doing. But now, once you've said that out loud, you've just experienced prior to that a made-up story. How much of this story is made up? Are there any similar characteristics as the made-up story has? Very important to take a look at. And this will shift your mind to a viewpoint where you're going to recognize, oh my gosh, look at what I'm telling myself as to why I can't do that. And you know what's going to show up? It's your friend, courage. It's absolutely going to show up for you. Now, also, very important, think about a time in your life where you had courage. Imagine back to it. This helps you know that you have courage and that it got you through a tough time. This is critical in knowing that you can summon the courage for anything you need to do in life, any action you need to take, any phone call you need to make, any conversation you need to have. You can do this because you have courage always with you. And when you do little pieces all the time that relate to that courage inside of you, you're able to move forward, and I guarantee you it will get easier and easier and easier. So I wish you all beautiful courage. And again, remember, speak your mind even if your voice shakes. So there you go. I want to thank Michael Becker for sharing such great information with us today. Thanks, Michael.
You're so welcome, Jennifer.
And I also want to thank all of you. Next week, we're going to have an incredible hour. We're going to do some coaching on air, Q&A. We're actually going to answer some of life's most important questions. We get really amazing questions all the time, and we're going to go ahead and take them all and out there be able to share that with all of you. So again, I hope all of you can summon the courage for anything. I know you can do it. And stay with us for next week's Q&A with the coaching session. It's going to be fantastic. So all of you have a great week, everybody. I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired, open your mind, bring excitement back into your life, and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery with Jennifer Becker. Visit InspiredActionRadio.com and take inspired action today.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
There's a great hunger in this world for new lines of thought, because everywhere you look, they say that joy can just be bought. So please come and set aside some time to relax from frenetic. Transform your life. It takes a while, but results are magnetic. We aim to grasp the best in life and track the ways we grew. The how, the why, the what, wherefore, all this we share and do. But every now and then, we hope that you will share right back. Transformation Talk Radio wants you to hop on track. So calling all hosts, tall and small, of every size and hue, there's nobody we'd rather have to tell your tale than you. And if you have a tale to tell of how your life is changing, we'd love to hear you on the line say how you're rearranging. So run, don't walk, to call us now. We'll set you up and show you how.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Join our radio family. Send us an email, host@transformationtalkradio.com, or call 1-800-930-2819. Host your own show. Let us help you bring your voice to the world.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, Transformation Talk Radio. Transformation, transformation, Transformation Talk Radio.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening, and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.